11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. Very late. So I've been surveying the YouTube conversations, Twitter replies to Clayton, who took the information from the Channel 3000 story and distilled it down to the three GM's opinions. I hope people still read the story. And there's a lot of variance, not only in what those three anonymous, unnamed, off-the-record GMs said, but also variance in how people seem to feel about Jair. I'm confused because I feel like I heard a lot of negativity toward him, and I'm not saying that it's wrong if you are still positive or hopeful about him. I just thought you were in a distinct minority, and it's a little more split than that. I'm curious, does that surprise you that there's more people that are saying, hey, keep him, he can still play, or if you're not going to get premium return on this, just keep him and restructure his contract? I thought most people were kind of donezo with him, but a fair number of Packers fans voicing their opinions in the YouTube comments and on social media apparently aren't done with him yet.
What's a fair number?
I don't know what percentage it is. 25%, 30%.
So maybe here's what I would say. I think we all look at this and we see and remember Jair as a really good player when he's been healthy.
Depoy.
And a lot of it is that he hasn't been healthy. Yes and no. There's obviously a lot of consternation, especially this last season, about whether he could play. And that whole tipping point of suiting up and only taking 10 snaps, I think in that Bear game, that seemed to kind of be the end. And you heard the frustration. And I think from a coaching staff standpoint, medical and all of that, it's not that you're mad or disappointed. You want the communication. You want him to be healthy so that he can go play at the level you hope. And Jair felt like he could not, and that's where that consternation came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, communication and trust is critical with player, coach, medical. And when and if that is not all lined up, it can get a little contentious, and it can get where there's, even if it's not said, it's felt that we feel like maybe you could play. The player feels that, and that can make for really tough circumstances. And once that trust and that communication is broken down, it is really hard to recapture it.
Yeah.
Not to say that is exactly what happened, but I would bet there's a lot of that within this circumstance. So we as fans are, if you don't get value, don't get rid of them. Well, we're not robots yet. I mean, there probably will be a time where this is a robotic league. I don't know when. I know these AI data centers are going up everywhere, and I know the Enemy of the State movie is much more real than it ever was. All of the stuff, but
Gene,
we're still human beings. And human beings are still playing. And when human beings are involved, emotions and feelings, they do still matter. And if someone is, the old Mike Tomlin saying, you don't want hostages, you want volunteers.
Yeah.
I don't sense that this is going to be a relationship that can tread moving forward. Now, Jair does not have a ton of leverage here. He doesn't.
Nope.
And I'm not getting into the leverage game and Joe Douglas and bludgeoning. That was two off seasons ago, not this one. We all want Jair to come back and be a pivotal player for this team.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that is one of the positions you need a guy like Jair. Well, he's
correct.
Not there.
That's
not the guy that we wanted because he hasn't been able to do it. So I understand Packer fans wanting always the best just for the team. Best for the team would be Jair comes back, he's got no guaranteed money, and he plays like a first-team All-Pro and is dominant. That's not a realistic scenario as we sit here right now. And that's why you either work something out, try to do the best you can, and then look to the future about how you're going to improve that part of your team.
Well, when trust is violated or it's not there anymore, that's a problem. That's why it's a good thing if you've made the switch to Associated Bank that you know you can trust them with your money. You can trust that they are going to do a great job of customer service. They've got the awards to prove it. So go to AssociatedBank.com, find out about all the great things that come with being an Associated Bank customer, including overdraft protections, including early pay where you get access to your money up to 2 days early, and of course over 30,000 ATMs where you don't pay surcharges. Check out AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Obviously, this program is Packers-centric, both at the expense of other Wisconsin teams, which I know sometimes frustrates some of you, but great conversation with Justin Garcia, and if you want to talk Bucks, he does a bunch of shows that you can be part of. We like to have him on because he knows a hell of a lot more than we do, even though Tausch is an NBA aficionado.
He knows more than I do.
Yeah,
he knows more than I do.
Yeah, I was not going to dispute that. But we also don't spend an inordinate amount of time looking at the other teams in the NFC North. We talk about them, certainly, and we certainly know those teams, and they are important because how they relate to the Packers. But I thought it was interesting that Goody was asked in Indianapolis how much attention he pays to those other teams. Here's what he said.
No, you know, again, like, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, last year I was here and you guys were talking, how are we going to catch the San Francisco 49ers? You know, this year I'm sure it'll be the Eagles. It changes, right? And we got to concentrate on us and be the best we can be. And I know that if, with the group that we have now, we'll add to it. If we do that and we hold our standards high, like, then I think all those things, you know, will be attainable for us, all the goals we have.
So, yeah, right? You control what you can control. You said it thousands of times during your career. Everybody talks about that. That said, I know that there are times when teams do things that are spurred on by the teams that they faced or the teams that have their number. Randy Moss goes to the Minnesota Vikings in the 1998 NFL draft, and even though you and I both love our Vonnie Holiday, Vonnie Holiday did not cause the Minnesota Vikings to do something different from a player acquisition standpoint, whereas Randy Moss led Ron Wolf to take not one, not two, but three corners to start the 1999 draft. Antoine Edwards moved to safety. Fred Vinson was traded to the Seahawks for Amon Green, who became the team's all-time leading rusher in franchise history, and Mike McKenzie, until he became unhappy with 3 years left on his contract, was a Pro Bowl caliber corner. But they did that because of the Vikings. I'm not sure, Tausch, that there is anything that the Eagles, the Lions, or the Vikings have done that I would say, okay, the Packers now have to do this from an acquisition standpoint to deal with it. But they still do matter. You just have to focus on your own team. Isn't that what he's saying there?
That's exactly what he's saying. And it's not as if, you mentioned Randy Moss, and that always was overboard. And by the way, I don't think Ron, if he had a look back at it, you could look at some of the other players. Instead of going three, you know, DB, 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 he could have went DB, something else, and they all work in unison. So Detroit's a really good team, right? They have a really good O-line, a good running game, quarterback that is very good when he is comfortable, receiving core that's good. And it's not as if Goody is sitting there saying, boy, we need some lion killers. You know what a lion killer is? Somebody that can beat and win one-on-one pass rushes. Or somebody that can lock down Amon St. Brown and take away your first read, get Goff off his spot, and that's getting your team better. We'll do that. It's not if you have Myles Garrett, you know what? You better go get a stud. You better go get a Joe Thomas, a stud left tackle in his heyday to be able to block that guy. That is definitely something you think long and hard about too. But your overarching theme on how you build your team is just get us a ton of great players. Get us a bunch of really good players, mm-hmm. and then it's up to our coaches to figure out how to adjust and make those things because other teams have really good players. If you have a great quarterback in your division, the best way to stop a great quarterback, we've seen this time and time again, is the same thing the Green Bay Packers are going to look at, whether it was Detroit, Chicago, or whatnot. Get us some guys that can win one-on-one and get in the face of the quarterback because that makes everything else easier. And as far as everything else goes on offense, it doesn't matter what defense is playing. You got to have guys that can block, and you got to have guys that can make plays. So there are – to say that you don't think at all about what opposing teams have, if Lawrence Taylor's lined up over there, you're probably thinking, and I have a left tackle and I don't feel great about it, or a right tackle, probably say – yeah, we have to make sure we can account for and right. not let him wreck games.
Yep.
And that's, I think, what Goody's saying.
We need to get to Wonelli. We've reclaimed the clock to some degree. Want to remind you that, hey, you don't have to worry about the other teams, but make sure that you're using the best team, especially if you've been injured in an accident. And that team, of course, is Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm and its history, all the great lawyers that are there, and all the great things that the Gruber family does in our community. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Wonelli is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me low. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad with you and all yourself. So irritating. No, don't want to be my
time now. For Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
Jason, you mentioned it earlier. I watched Good Morning America also. Gene Hackman has passed away at age 95. He did play Coach Norman Dale, of course, in Hoosiers, among other roles. I thought of a great question, and then as I was thinking it over during the break, I thought, I feel like someone else asked that today, and then I looked it up, and it's the exact question that Evan Cohen tweeted out during Unsportsmanlike this morning. So I apologize for straight up stealing his question, but...
You're saying, though, that you didn't steal it. You had the same thought,
right,
or do you think he influenced your thought process?
It's kind of an inception type deal. Like I had seen it, but hadn't really thought about it. Then I had the idea, but it might have been planted there from the tweet I had seen earlier in the day.
Okay, that makes sense.
Who is the best sports movie character of all time? So we've had the discussion many times about the best sports movies. Individual
sure.
characters within those movies is Coach Norman Dale on the Mount Rushmore of the best sports movie characters of all time.
Hmm.
Well, Rocky is definitely top. He's in it.
Yeah.
Rocky's got to be on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah.
Okay. What else we got? Well, give me some other
Happy
ideas.
Happy Gilmore?
No.
No. Herb Brooks in Miracle.
We were talking about him last week. I mean, that's an actual person, though. Should we even count that?
Well, that was Coach Norman Dale a real person?
Well, not. I mean, it's based on Jimmy Chitwood's based on a guy named Bobby Plump, and there was a team that was small like Hickory that won the Indiana State Championship. But yeah, Bobby Plump.
I think Kevin Costner's got to be in
played for Auburndale, too.
Kopfner's got to be one of the guys.
Which role?
I don't even care what role. Bull Durham?
Tin Cup?
Yeah, right? Isn't he got, Tin Cup?
I think we look at it. You got to look at this big picture. And then I would say you want to start thinking about Sandler being in there. I don't know.
Crash but Davis Costner and Rocky is, for sure.
Sports movies, he's in it.
Does Air Bud, does Air Bud belong me? On the Mount Rushmore?
Air Bud?
Nope. No, Air Bud does not.
Denzel?
I love that movie. I think that movie needs to be in the mix.
What about the kid that pitches for the Cubs?
Ah, no.
That's dumb. You're going to laugh. Oh, you're going to laugh.
Oh, mine was dumb, but we're going to laugh at yours. Okay.
I still, and I know this one will not make the Mount Rushmore.
Lou
that
Brown.
Kicking donkey. No, that mule. That mule making those kicks in that movie. It's as impressive as I've seen. I think Gus the Kicking Mule needs to at least be under consideration for sports movie
you
actor.
You can't rule out Air Bud and put Gus the Kicking Mule
right?
in there.
Don't even compare. Don't compare Air Bud to Gus the Kicking Mule.
You don't even know the name of the movie.
And put Henry Rowan Gardner in favor of a donkey.
It's pretty impressive, though, if you guys think about it. That donkey would line up with its butt. He's got his butt facing the field goal post. He's booting it in there like it's no big deal. That's impressive.
Well, who was the basketball player that plays for the Tropics, played by Will Ferrell? Jackie Moon?
Jackie Moon, yep. Mm-hmm.
He's a character.
No.
Anybody
oh, I'm
from...
sorry. I'm not as highbrow as the
I legit...
Kicking Mule.
I think Sylvester Stallone, a.k.a. Rocky, top of the list. I don't
Ricky
know if anybody
Vaughn?
Else.
I was going to say we haven't gone down Major League yet, but Ricky Vaughn or Harry Doyle.
Yeah.
Caddyshack, we haven't gone down into that.
Well,
path
Rudy
yet.
Rudinger.
Rudy Rudinger's got to be in
all right,
there.
Again, yeah. So are we setting aside people based on actual people or no?
What
like,
does that mean?
A fictional character versus a real person. Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks is him portraying yeah. a real person. I just got one from Pipe Jim. Robert Redford as the natural Roy Hobbs. Was mm-hmm. Roy Hobbs a real person?
I don't know.
See, I
have no idea.
I think if they portray him in the movie, it counts as that's the portrayal.
But the donkey was a real donkey who could really kick field goals.
Well, it could. Obviously not, but I. You know what? And
know
I'll say this again, and I know Michael Irvin will not make it. He should have, if he had done more. I don't know why he hasn't. The dude was great in that movie.
Yeah,
Johnny Moxon, you guys are going to laugh at this one too. Johnny Moxon, for me, that movie, I love that movie. Johnny Moxon. Vanderbeek, I would put. I don't know if he's got enough chops to put him in the Mount Rushmore, but that movie deserves more love than it gets to.
What about Shane Falco? Bringing it back to uh-huh. Hackman, because isn't he the coach of the team? In the replacements?
Well, Shaq, I think you could look at Shaq
Blue
and Nick
Chips.
Nolte. Blue Chip's fantastic.
Nobody
movie.
Remember. We're like the only people that remember Blue Chip.
Here's
I don't know
the deal.
Blue Chips.
The only Universal that nobody can argue with
is Rocky Balboa.
Is Sylvester Stallone yeah. and Rocky. Everything else completely subjective.
I agree.
Including yep. the mule.
And we all
including
agree.
The mule.
So tier one is Rocky Balboa all by himself.
He's on
yes,
the top of the
close.
Steps with his yeah. arms raised
tier,
like this. Yes.
Yeah. Tier yeah. two, are you putting Norman Dale on that tier?
I am.
Probably Ricky Vaughn I would put on that tier.
Palm.
No, I love Hoosiers, and that's not a popular take for some. There are some people that think that movie is boring, including my children. And so does Jesse.
We're going to do a remake of Hoosiers?
Eye of the Beholder. Eye of the Beholder.
E-O... BH.
Whoa, Nelly!
A lot of text E-hop. Coming in on this.
E-hop.
Not whack.
Ray Nitschke in The Longest Yard.
Can you speak into the microphone, or are you?
I'm sorry,
it's
Ryan.
Such a dink.
Ryan Williams
was
telling me to turn the volume down, yeah. So I'm trying to take care of business here. Sorry.
Oh, what do you think, Johnny Depp?
Whoa, Nelly!
What Johnny Depp? What did Johnny Depp play?
I was trying to prove a point. What golf? There's got to be a great golf movie that we're forgetting about.
Caddyshack.
Has Arnie Palmer? Has anybody done an Arnie Palmer biopic?
About what?
Yeah, that movie should get
him getting out of the shower. If I recall the presidential campaign, I don't know. What? Again, I don't. You have to go back. Never mind. You got to go back and look. There was a certain candidate brought a certain aspect of Arnold Palmer's game up during a campaign stop.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't think you should be doing. They should be fictional characters.
Okay, that's your opinion. It doesn't mean it's right.
Well, so Kurt Russell belongs on the Mount Rushmore portraying Brooks.
I'd put him on there.
Brad Pitt as Billy Bean.
Just like in real sports, I don't think you can make a Mount Rushmore without being a one-trick pony. I just don't. You need to bring the goods more than once. And that's why Sly has been so great.
But it's not about the actor. It's about the character. So he can't be
both.
A multi-trick donkey.
Both.
No, it's not. You can't put Costner up there because of Crash Davis and because he's the GM in draft day.
No, I just did. I just did.
Well, then that means that there are other actors that have done a lot of multiple movie roles in sports.
Yeah, you can't just say Costner.
I just did. Because
that he's, well, we understand. Then we got to do Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid is like 18 different sports guys. Well, he was the rookie, played a real person.
Right.
He's the coach in The Express, which is about Ernie Davis.
Nobody even knows that movie. Nobody's even heard of that. I'm a sports guy, and I've never heard of it. And I love nostalgic old movies.
It's actually a really good film. You should check it out. I think it's on Max right now. Then I know you're a subscriber.
Mm. How's that hotel movie going for you?
That hotel's got some major issues now. There is stuff on stuff going on. What a world. What a world. That's all I can tell you.
The White Lotus Season 3 now streaming on Max.
All right. So
I'll also say don't watch that around your kids. I'll just tell you that.
Thank God you let us know, because we'd have never known that.
That is not a kid's show.
And I let my kids watch part of Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
that just tells you where we're at.
Dennis Quaid played Dick Vermeil in the Kurt Warner story American Underdog.
Mm-hmm.
He played, I'm going through his lengthy list of roles that he has played throughout his career, and he has played a lot. Yes, the coach at Syracuse in The Express, the Ernie Davis story. Boy, he's got a lot of movies. The Rookie, Jimmy Morris. Any Given Sunday, he's in that. That's a sports movie. And there's a number of others, but I'm going to stop now. All right. This was a good topic, Jesse. Good job stealing it from Evan Cohen.
Thought of it myself. Thank you.
And we all agree that the Gus, the kicking mule, because he's a one-trick donkey, does not get to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I don't
characters.
Think he's a Mount Rushmore. I wanted to make sure he was at least brought up. He's not a Mount Rushmore cat, but he's in the mix.
Or donkey.
How about Bugs Bunny? Monstars.
Yeah.
Space Jam.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bronny.
Yep.
Bronny.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Will D'Antosh.
Brewers baseball is in the air.
It's back, and it is up, and it is gone.
a walk-off homer for Vinny Capra.
Spring back into the baseball season on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I just want to state for the record that this topic began as best characters, and I thought it was a really good topic, and then you made it more like a lifetime sports movie achievement award.
Nope.
It did, though.
No. Jesse made it into Mount Rushmore. And Mount Rushmore...
Jesse, did you say Mount Rushmore? Check the tape. Is that you?
I did say Mount Rushmore when I proposed the question. Yes,
and that changed the angle of the discussion that I was, because if it was just a singular caricature,
okay,
that changes the whole dynamic of what this looks like.
Okay. Well, it's unfortunate that we didn't get to this until now. Because the YouTube comments, and I'm guessing the Carbless talk and text line, have lit up like a Christmas tree.
The people are liking this one.
Do we need to start thinking about moving Woe Nelly up?
Let's not get completely out of control here.
You don't think so?
Vince Vaughn in Dodgeball deserves probably some sort of...
Oh, he's not even the best character in Dodgeball. There's like three of them.
Patches O'Houlihan.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ben Stiller's the top dog in that.
big fan of Ben Stiller. All right, well, we'll end it there. Ben Stiller and Gus the Kicking Mule, or whatever his name was. We will do this again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll come up with a great topic at about 11:46. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.